T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. That was not Dr. J, and this is not Dr. J either. It's the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. A lot to talk about today. Ike, right from the top, Wentz or Foles? Foles or Wentz? Should they re-sign Foles? Should they trade Wentz? What are your packages? 888-729-9494. You must decide now. Oh, and by the way, there was a pretty big 76ers trade. I saw it. I do the... How many times do you take a leak during the night,
huh?
on an average night? How many times do you get up to wake up to go to the bathroom?
Real quick. Happy Wednesday to everybody. What up there, Johnny Marks?
That's right.
Before you started asking me about my bathroom habits.
Do you get up once to go to the bathroom to take a leak during the night? Or
Sometimes.
All right, maybe more? Because I do more because
no, it's never more than once.
No?
No.
I think I have prostate problems.
Okay.
But But I also have young children that wake up screaming, and so the natural thing for me is grab the phone, go to the bathroom, see what happened, and once in a while, I'll take a look at the late NBA scores, the box scores. Once in a while, something will break, right? And it was about 5 a.m., and I'm on the phone, and I go, and I'm like, Like, of all the things I thought I was going to see this morning,
right?
The 76ers have doing a blockbuster here, Ikey.
Blockbuster, brother.
Was not one of them, and I think it's great. It's great for the talent. It's great for the team. They're going for it, brother.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Elton Brand's making a lot of moves. Roster looks completely different than it did when the season started. Certainly in a much better place. You know, I don't think anyone, or there's very few people that don't like the move. There's obvious questions moving forward, how much you gave up, considering you brought in a guy who's on a final year of a deal. So now you have two of your main four players, really three of your main five players on the final year of a deal. When you throw in JJ. JJ is a free agent at the end of the year, so is Jimmy Butler, and Tobias Harris will be. Also, so I can understand where some people may be a little, what are we doing here with no guarantees of re-signing these guys? Forget about all that. I'll worry about that when July comes around. Right now, team looks good. Team looks like it's ready to challenge for the NBA Finals. Now, that's something I wouldn't have said prior to waking up this morning.
Yeah, I think that's the expectation now.
Yeah.
Is where we are. That's the expectation for the Sixers. I'm not going to say that I'm not going crazy and saying you have to win the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go totally crazy.
Right.
But the expectation now is to win the East. Not to make the Eastern Conference Finals, is to win the East.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's no lock. Listen, they lost last night to Toronto. Boston is surging. Milwaukee's been good from the beginning of the year to now, best record in the NBA.
And you knew the Celtics weren't going to continue what they were doing.
Too much talent to be where they were. So now they moved into the three spot. I'm not worried about Indiana. No Victor Oladipo, despite what they did to the LeBrons last night. We'll get into him and the fact that I'm so happy that LeBron James did not come here. I won't go on that rant just yet, but I am happy he's not here. But I think the Sixers are in position to challenge for the East. I'm not ready to say they're better than Milwaukee, Boston, and Toronto just yet, but they're right there with them. They got to do this on the court. I don't even know. We don't get Toronto anymore. Do we have Boston? We got Boston coming up.
Yeah.
And I think we still play Milwaukee. Or are we done with Milwaukee also?
I'll go down and look at the
Because some of these teams, we may not see these. We're not going to see Toronto unless it's the playoffs. We may not see these other top teams until the playoffs.
And the Sixers really, they've done a great job of beating up on some of the mediocre to bad teams, right? Because when they face it, I know they beat the Warriors, and that was a nice win.
Yep.
But then they come back the next game, and they lose because it's one of those letdowns, and then you lose against the Raptors last night. I wonder if the loss last night was the final push for Elton. I know John Clark last night had tweeted out that people were screaming at Elton at the game, being like, do something, Elton, do something. And then he did.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I wouldn't be surprised if last night, and maybe not so much specifically last night's game, being the determining factor, but playing against another top team and not faring well against those teams, especially in the East, that can't be. That's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling for us as Sixers fans because it puts a ceiling on what we think we can ultimately do. This move, now, yeah, we're looking at the possibilities of beating Milwaukee, beating Toronto in a seven-game series, beating the Boston Celtics in a seven-game series. I tell you what, because if you don't make moves like this, you have no shot at beating those teams, and we're not done. They still need to add a bench. Because that's the biggest thing I noticed about last night's game is Toronto
is not deep.
Toronto's deep.
Yeah, listen.
Boston's deep.
They'll have guys will get bought out, and because the Sixers are good, just like last year with Bellinelli and Ilyasova.
Right.
You were able to get a couple guys in here, but you're right. In the meantime, you're really thin. You're really thin. And so let me ask you this. Do you believe, because the information robot Wojo, he puts out there, the Woj bomb, is that the 76ers intend on re-signing all of them, right? So they would have the big four. You'd have Joe, you'd have Ben, you'd have even Jimmy, and then you now have Tobias. Right. You said this earlier, and I think you're right. Like,
that's not happening.
Yeah, they're trying to appease Jimmy. So here's the thing: if it works out and the four of them actually play well together, I could see it happening. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, if Jimmy continues to do what he's doing, Tobias is as much as anything, he is leverage against Jimmy Butler, whether they want him to stay or they don't want him to stay.
Yeah, if nothing else, if they do bring him back, it's going to be on a team-friendly deal. It's not going to be under Jimmy Butler's
terms.
Well,
it's not going to be max.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you don't have a Tobias Harris, if you don't have a contingency plan for Jimmy Butler, he has you under a barrel, right? He's going to force your hand because you desperately need to keep a star player with Joel.
You need one other guy. And so, this ensures that you're going to have one guy.
And he's younger.
Yeah, he is. He's good. No, he's a good player.
And he's not temperamental like Jimmy Butler.
He honestly, like, as long as he, and it seems like everything that I'm reading, it seems like that he's a guy that can fit into what's going on. He's a perfect third option.
Yeah, I'm good without Jimmy Butler. I'm more than willing to ride him out through the rest of the year. I'm okay with them making the move to get him. You know how I felt about Rocco, and I like Dario, so I don't have any regrets about trading for Jimmy Butler, but I'm good after this year. Make the run. Unless you go to the NBA Finals, and I can't envision the team without the four because of the way they looked in the playoffs, you know, I'm going to take this run and just accept it for what it is, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to try to get Tobias Harris back here because he's younger, and then I'll try to find some other parts. My thing is my issue is, you know, Jimmy Butler's eventually going to revert back to the Jimmy Butler that was removed from two other locker rooms once he gets his money. Like, once he gets locked into his money, you're done. Because he's going to be an untradeable player at that age and at that price. So, ride him out for the rest of the year and move on.
Well, and see what maybe you can do in negotiating to where maybe it's not that big of a contract or you don't have to go.
Well here's the thing. He's not going to, with that, he's going to explore other options.
He's
going to
take the biggest deal.
Exactly. So he's going to go look somewhere else to get paid more. I'm okay with it.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. I agree.
Yeah, keep Harris. I'm okay with it.
And you got to keep Bobby, too, because you can't separate Toby and Bobby.
Yeah, Toby and Bobby, right?
Ben Livingston is the now president of the Bobby fan club. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello, Benjamin. He's back from his vacation.
Love Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby and Toby. Yeah, I guess we'll get to know them a little bit better, but we got to do something with Tobias, that nickname, Toby. Yeah, that's...
Call him Tobias?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, growing up, I saw Roots back in 1979, 1980. It's one of the greatest miniseries you'll ever watch. Alex Haley, for you Young Bucks, Ben, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I'd be willing to bet that...
Yeah, Toby
ben
is not a flattering nickname from where I'm from. So, I mean, I guess we got to roll with it. But, man, when I hear Toby, I'm like, all right, man, we need to come up with something else for Tobias.
Man.
Toby.
I will.
Come on, man.
Well, he's already branded himself like that.
I know. He don't know. He's not from me.
I'm kind of more excited to get Bobby.
Probably haven't even seen Roots. Let's not get caught up on that.
888-729-9494.
Bobby's going to be a fan favorite. He's going to be the new Dario.
Except he's only going to play 8 or 9 minutes because he's a 7'3" lead-footed backup center that can't shoot from the outside.
You're already anti-Boban.
No, I'm not, but you're already being ridiculous about talking about how great this guy is. In the 2009-19 NBA, a guy that can't step out and shoot the three or guard the three, he doesn't exist.
Dude, he's 7'3".
All I need to see him is for 10 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what seriously, maybe 12 minutes
10,
or whatever.
15 minutes, yeah.
That's fine.
Get JoJo a rest.
But, I mean, it's like Toby and Bobby, that rhymes. I like it. You know me. Something that rhymes, that this is a good alliteration. I'll take it. And that checks one of those boxes.
Yes.
So really, here's the question. What are the expectations now? And I'll tell you what my expectations are. The finals. The finals. If they can't get to the finals, I'm not going to go crazy and say win the finals, right? Mm-hmm. But get to the finals. Don't get embarrassed. You have Joel Embiid already. You have Ben Simmons. You have Jimmy Butler, who at least I know is a good player. And now you have Tobias Harris. This is and J.J. Redick and a couple guys you sign before the end of the season that are buyouts or whatever. You have to get to the finals. This team has enough talent with the way Joel Embiid's playing to get to the finals. That's my expectation, Ike.
I'd be okay with a conference finals appearance. I mean, if they were to lose to Toronto in 6 or 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, can I be upset about that?
Well, you would get over it quickly, I think you're saying. You'd be mad at the day after they lost, but then it'd be like successful season.
While the team is better, I'm still not sure when you're matching team for team, other than Joel Embiid right now, like the other players on the other team, right? Like, Ben is great in the open court. I got to see what Ben looks like in the playoffs in a 7-game series when teams won't allow you to get to the paint.
Well, we saw that last year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I need to see, has he improved? How does that help the team out in the playoffs, right? So, like, Toronto only added Kawhi Leonard to a team that had more wins than anybody in the Eastern Conference last year, maybe in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a team that's familiar with each other. Boston, we saw it took them a little while to get sort of acclimated to each other, adding in Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. Seems like they found the chemistry now, and they're starting to play better. Milwaukee, they have the same team they had last year. And you see they look better with a better head coach.
They do. They definitely do. Yep.
I don't want to be talking out of both sides of my mouth because I'm excited about this trade. I'm excited about the trade.
Doesn't seem like you even think that they're a top two team necessarily.
I just don't know it yet. I don't, man, because it's still a lot of still a lot of question marks there. And I didn't even bring up the head coach in the playoffs.
Right.
Right? Because now you got to outcoach Brad Stevens.
Well,
now you got to outcoach Budenhauser, right? Now you got to outcoach, what coach am I thinking? Who's the coach in
Dwayne?
No, he's gone.
No, not Dwayne. He went somewhere else. I was just reading about
Nurse.
That. Yes.
Coach Nurse.
We'll call him Coach Nurse. Night Nurse. Darnell?
I don't even know the head coach of Toronto,
Darnell's that's Donovan's cousin, isn't it?
That is. He's a hockey player.
Right, he's a hockey player.
It's Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse, okay.
I said Night Nurse. Nick Nurse. They get a last name Nurse.
Did they mention his name once last night during that game?
I don't know. I didn't hear it. I don't know if they knew it either. 888-729-94.
Hey, we got some Eagles talk, brother.
94.
Nick Foles is free right now, right?
So Nick.
No.
Per Shil Kapadia, Nick literally had to deliver a cashier's check for $2 million to the Eagles.
Hand?
Well, I don't know if he hand-delivered it. You would think it could be done electronic wire. But
wait, you can write a check for $2 million?
Hey, if it's in your bank account.
Well, how do you think you do it?
So what if Ike gets drunk and he's like, and he writes me a check for like whatever, like $200K? Do they not even ask any questions?
Oh, my bank will.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be like, yeah.
I guarantee you that. I'll get a call.
I got to try some of this forgery stuff.
Hold on, what, if you go to deposit it, you're saying?
Right. Like, if you go to deposit a check that big, there have to be some questions raised.
Well, I'm sure the manager is notified and he comes out and they check ID and they go through everything else.
You can't cash that, can you?
No. But if you're depositing it, you're not going to, like, Ike going to a check cashing place.
I was just getting ready to say that. It's not like you're me going to the check cashing place with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Howie wasn't going to try to cash it. But that's what Shil put out there. So the Eagles said, okay, option $20 million. Now, Nick, to get out of that option, you need to give us $2 million. And I heard a lot of people saying, well, the Eagles probably won't make him pay that money.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Probably the reason they gave him $1 million is so he could, he could give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of questions from that. So now where do you go? And we'll get into it over the show. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
It's a Mark Sirigu show. Some Sixers music, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.